You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A few months ago, former host of The Monday Wire, Sherry Zhang, spoke to sex therapist and educator, Sarita Das. In part one of the interview, they spoke about queer sex, masturbation and shame, female pleasure and the inadequacy of sex education in schools. In this half, we pick up with Sherry and Sarita talking about what constitutes healthy, safe sex, before delving into navigating sex as a queer person of colour and fetishization.
Healthy, safe sex, there's no, like, I can't give you, like, a 1, 2, 3 bullet point on what healthy, safe sex is, because that's going to look different for everyone. But I think a huge part of it is getting to know your body better so that you can communicate that to the other person about what it needs. And that looks like mindfulness stuff. It looks like learning how to breathe. It looks like learning to be okay with making sound. It looks like learning what the difference is between giving touch, receiving touch, taking touch, allowing touch. These are all different types of touch. And so, for example, say, Sherry, you and I are together, and you, like, okay, I'm going to do this thing because I think that this is for Sarita. So I'm going to do this thing for Sarita sexually. And then I think that what you're doing is for you. So I just tolerate it. Sherry's really enjoying this, so I'm going to let her do this. But Sherry thinks that she's pleasuring me. So nobody's winning. You know?
Sounds actually, I'm like, sounds like it's happened before.
Yeah. And we do this all the time. And it's about the fear of ruining the mood by talking during sex, you know? Like, oh my God, if I say, stop, I want it slightly more to the left or faster, or like, can you do this? That we're scared that we're either being too demanding or like the person's going to get frustrated, or a litany of fears that we can have around that.
Yeah, actually something that I've recently noticed or have been pointed out to me is that I constantly apologize during sex. I'm always like, sorry, I'm being so demanding. I'm sorry, I'm taking so long. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah.
Which is not even just something in sex, it's something I do too much in life. I'm always apologizing. So.
And that's not your fault, because that's how you've been taught to operate in this world. So as a female person with a female body, that is how you have grown up in this world. And also as a person of color, if you use those terms, and as a female person of color, that's like extra weight to apologize for everything all the time, including your body, always. And so that's really, really powerful that you're sharing that, because again, that's getting rid of that shame of being like, no, I'm not going to apologize anymore. So yeah, like someone listening to this will be like, oh shit, I apologize a lot too.
Sometimes when I am flirting with someone or things are getting a bit sexy, in the back of my mind, I have this thought of like, am I being fetishized?
Oh yeah.
And I, you know, for myself, and I know maybe other listeners who identify similarly to me feel this too. And I don't know, you know, how do you work through that? Because that's something that's always kind of on the edge of my mind. Like, you know, I trust someone and it's communicative and I feel safe, but I always have that question in the back of my mind.
I 100% know what you mean. I think because of our history and because of colonization and the way that female bodies, female brown bodies, female Asian bodies have been sexualized, hypersexualized, that's always going to be, you know, in our minds, you know, it's always going to be that thing of, is that what's happening right now? And I think dating white people, there are some difficulties if you think strongly about race stuff a lot, like I do. I guess an indication for me, like I look at who else have they dated, you know? Have they dated a whole bunch of POC, you know? Like, have they been respectful of their cultures? Do they like tokenize or fetishize other cultures? You know, like it's difficult to know until you kind of get to know the person a bit better. I guess, fuck, you could even straight up ask them, be like, so have you ever been with a woman who's not white or a girl who's not, you know, your race? Like, is that, what experience have you had with that? And like watch their eyes like go into fear mode.
I'm going to ask a kind of final question of, I would love to do a page of like cute, fun sex tips for the queer community. And so what would be some of those tips that you would
give? Oh, I hate sex tips.
Oh,
they're stupid.
Okay, because, tell me why.
Because it's not, there's nothing that I can tell you as a sex tip that's going to help you when you interact with somebody else sexually, because you have your body and they have their body, say they're a new person, you don't know anything about how to pleasure them because you're not them. They have to have the agency to be able to, or the other things that I talked about before, A, feel what your body wants, and then B, communicate it. So no sex tips I give you is going to really help, because it's within you and the other person to be able to advocate for what you need sexually right then. There's no tips, you know, like when people come to me in sessions, they're like, oh, like, give me some sex tips. I'm like, there is none. You have to have trust that when you ask for something from the other person, so it's hard when you're not speaking specifics. So let's say I am on a first date and I'm into this person. They're really hot. They're into me. I'm really hot. And we're getting to the bedroom stage and you just start doing the things, right? You do the motions. You're doing the kissing. You're doing the taking the clothes off. You're getting down to like feeling like you're going to have sex. Like, check in. Be like, so I'm totally cool with having sex right now. How do you feel?
Yeah.
And they could be like, yeah, cool. Be like, cool. Like, this isn't a weird question to ask, but what does sex mean for you? Like, you know, just checking the fuck in.
For
because
sure.
I know that it's fun to go in the mood in the moment, and I've done that so many times, but I've also done the sex thing so many times where we just fall into it, and then afterwards you're like, that wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
But then you've really only got yourself to blame because you didn't ask for what you wanted. Mm.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.